Hello, everyone. I am back. I let my dog out. He didn't want to come back. You know how that is. All right. We're going to talk about private coaching. And is it right for you? It is not right for everyone, I will tell you. But if you are here thinking, I don't know, what do you even talk about? Is it even a thing? Like, would it really be helpful for me? All of the things. I am here to answer your questions about it. We will be here by ourselves, so you will have to use the Q&A box for any questions that you have specifically about private coaching. So private coaching is something that we offer here at the No BS for folks who would benefit from it, who want it, all that kind of stuff. So, but here's the thing. Around 2.5% of the membership utilize private coaching. Okay. It is a big expense. Well, for some people, you know, it just depends on what your financial situation is. So what do you get with private coaching? So you can go on our website, you can look up coaching, and private coaching is under there. So you can check out all the information there. You can see bios of all of our coaches and that sort of stuff. So when you sign up for private coaching, you get a 25-minute Zoom call with a coach every single week. You also, in the meantime, between your calls, you get to interact with your coach in, we use Slack. It's just a messaging system that we use. You can go back and forth. You can post your plans. You can get feedback. You can do all of those other things. And then you also get access to a private member Facebook group just for folks who are working with their private coaches. You also get a monthly newsletter. Coach Lizzie writes the newsletter. It is amazing. You'll see interviews with different people on the No BS team addressing things that we're seeing in private coaching. We talk about how to take what we're doing in private coaching, I mean, in the monthly focus, kind of to the next level. The benefit, I think, for private coaching is you just kind of pick up every week where you left off, right? So you don't have to go into a backstory. The coach will check in with you about what you talked about the week before. And the member basically directs sort of what private coaching is. So when I was doing private coaching, I had people that were using it for accountability, and I would check in with them during the week. I would set reminders for them in our Slack channel just to pop up for what they were trying to work on, just another kind of bug in their ear. I had some clients who were like, there's so much content, no BS. Here's what I'm struggling with. You curate my list of stuff to work on. Like, if you hear something that applies to me, I don't have a lot of time, just tell me what to listen to. So I would create lists for them. A lot of times with your private coach, if I hear something when I was private coaching, like I would hear a podcast because we listen to a lot of content. Like I listened to this and I thought about you. I think you should really listen to it. So it also is a way to pull in information from other places for you to use. The other thing that you can do, a lot of folks find accountability in private coaching. So you have your private channel with your coach. Nobody can see it but you and your coach. But there's also in Slack a general channel. In our private Facebook group for just for private clients, you can go in there and be like, hey, I want to find an accountability partner who is working on XYZ, who's also in private coaching, who wants to be my partner. That's another great way to use coaching. It is a 3-month commitment at first, because really you want to give yourself that 3 months to really see a lot of progress. And then after you've been in private coaching for 3 months, it's on a month to month basis. And if you decide not to continue coaching after the 3 months, even if you come back a year from now to do a tune-up, you only have to sign up for a month. So once you do that first initial 3-month commitment with your coach, anytime that you're in the membership, you only come back month to month. So that is how private coaching works. I have had folks who we've done a lot deeper work, not just on weight loss. So one time I had a client who signed up who was in a marriage she wanted to get out of. She wanted to love her reasons. make sure she was just not trying to get away from something. So we coached on all of that. And then she did finally leave that marriage, but we worked together for a year. She was just not ready to leave. And so we worked together for a long time on that. I have worked with clients on like past trauma that they noticed was kind of coming into their life. If you are in therapy or working with a trauma specialist, we have a lot of clients who use the coaching piece and no BS, because trauma is working on like your past and what's happened to you in the past. And so they were learning a lot in their coaching, in their therapy and trauma coaching and all that other kind of stuff, trauma therapy. And then they used the coaching piece to look forward into the future, kind of hand in hand. They do marry very well together. A lot of our members, just it's very private things that they're wanting to work on. And they're like, I just don't want to put it out there either and ask coaches, even though it is anonymous. I don't want to just put it out there. It's really private for me. And I just really want to work on it one-on-one. And so a lot of folks will sign up for private coaching for that reason. But a lot of people just sign up for that accountability piece. Like, I want someone to hold my feet to the fire. I want someone to tell me exactly what to do, which we're good at. Coaches love to tell you what to do. We're very good at that. And you don't have to wait. So let's say that you're working in private coaching. Right now, if you go in to ask coaches, you submit a question and we ask for 48 hours, 24 to 48 hours to respond. You don't have to wait that long in private coaching. You get an answer, you know, the same day with your coach. So that is very helpful for a lot of people, that quicker feedback loop on whatever they're working on in the moment. They get that quicker feedback loop. They don't have to wait. And so a lot of people love that aspect of it. It's not like I have to go in to ask coaches and then wait and keep checking and doing all that kind of stuff. And so they like that. But like I said, like 2.5% of our membership utilize private coaching. It's not for everybody, but for a lot of people, it is what makes the difference. So you can self-coach yourself all you want. That's why coaches even have coaches. I don't recognize my own shitty thoughts. Shocker. I can talk shit to myself and don't even know it. And so having a coach for me is very important, because it helps me move more quickly to the next level, to get to the root of everything and figure stuff out. Renee says, do you get to pick your coach? So on the form, when you sign up for private coaching, we'll give you a form to fill out. And on that form, it says, do you have any preferences or is there anything else we want to know? You can write your coach preference in. Sometimes if the coach that you prefer is on a wait list, we will email you and say, hey, if you do really want to work with Lizzie, whatever, which I don't think she's on a wait list right now, but if you really want to work with her, it's going to be 3 weeks. Or if you would like to try someone else, here's a suggestion. Her coaching style is very similar to Lizzie's. So let's say you sign up today for private coaching and you want to work with Kathy. Kathy's about to go out and have a knee replacement surgery. So she's going to be out for a couple of weeks. So what would happen at that point is I would reach out and I would say, because you pay your money when you sign up, but your 3 months does not start until your first appointment with your coach. So let's say you sign up today and you really want to work with Kathy, and Kathy's going to be out for a few weeks. So I'll email you and say, hey, Kathy's out on her knee replacement. She's going to reach out to you as soon as she gets back. Your 3 months, I'll adjust your billing on the back end. So if you sign up today on June 16th, but you do not start your private coaching until July 16th, you won't be charged again. You won't roll up. Your 3 months doesn't start until July 16th. So we make sure all of that is taken care of for you if you do have to wait. Or even let's say you sign up today and you don't meet with your coach till next Friday, your 3 months don't start until next Friday. It doesn't start the day you sign up. It starts the day of your first meeting with your coach. So that is how that part of it works. A lot of times we'll do meetups at camp. If you come to in-person camp, you can meet up with your coach. They sometimes go out and do activities together. They may go out to dinner together if you happen to be going to camp. Typically, even if you're going to do camp virtually, they have a camp channel where they take whatever you're going to be learning at camp or whatever you did learn at camp a little bit deeper. They try to work with folks who are going to different events that we have, either virtually or in person, you know, so that you can get the most out of it. Let's see what else. It really is, you know, I mean, I have a coach. I think most of our coaches have a coach. Self-coaching can get you far. It got me a long way. And when I was a member, I did not do private coaching. I was not in private coaching. I used the shit out of ass coaches, though. I used it like it was my job. I posted a lot in the Facebook group, and I got a lot of traction from that. But there are just women who want it to be private, who don't like giving their backstory all the time. Like, you meet your coach and you develop this relationship with your coach, and then you just kind of pick up where you left off. That's one reason that you can go really far in the 3 months, because you are, there's no back and forth. Let me tell you about my marriage. It's like, well, my husband did X, Y, Z. We already know who your husband is. We already know the dynamic. We already know what's going on, or if you're coaching on work or your kids or your relationships, like, we already have a background for that. And so we just pick up and move forward. So that is how private coaching works. We really do take, you can work on stuff in the membership, or like I said, you can work on relationships. You can work on past trauma. You can work on any of those things. So anybody on this call, have you ever done private coaching? If you want to post in the chat about your, you know, your experience with private coaching, if you think that, you know, you may want to do private coaching, but you're like, I'm not sure, maybe it's not right for me, you can raise your hand. I will answer questions. You can check out the bios for all of our coaches on the website, and see, because we have, you know, people who have owned their own businesses before. If you're wanting to coach on business, we have got Betsy, who is a binge expert. We've got Kathy, who is really good at that nervous system regulation. We've got Lizzie and Lisa both, who have worked on their relationship with alcohol, if that's what you're wanting to work on. Lisa is trained, as Julie was before she left, in sex and body image. So we have got folks in there who have like specialties, things that they've studied, things that they work on and continue to grow in. We've got one of our coaches, Ashley, is actually taking a semaglutide. So if you are doing weight loss injections, she would be a great coach for you to kind of navigate that through. If you're on it or thinking of going on it, she would be a really good coach for you. We've got Christy, who is Christy with a K, who is in maintenance. If you need coaching on maintenance or setting goals for the next goal after maintenance, or deciding if you're in maintenance, you think maybe you are, but you're not really sure, she would be a great fit for you. So if you fill out that form, I know what all of our coaches are best at, and I can put you with the right person. Coach Heather is pursuing her own business. So that is amazing. Yeah, if it's not a good, thank you, Carol. If it's not a good fit, they will reassign you. So, Christy, Kathy is really good at hormones as well. If it's not a good fit, like, let's say that you think, I want to work with Kathy, or I want to work with Betsy. And then you start working with them and you're like, it is not amazing. Like, I thought we would connect. We're just not connecting. It's just a thing that we're not connecting. Just email me. It happens sometimes. And email me and I will help find the right fit for you. And typically when we move you to another coach, I'll give you a week or two to get to know that coach of coaching. So it's like for the switch. We don't like penalize you because you weren't really connecting with your coach. Renee said, is the price for private coaching for 3 months or a monthly fee? So the initial 3 months is all at once. And then after the 3 months, you move to a monthly fee. Or if you leave coaching and come back, you just get charged the monthly fee. What is my email? Just email support at pmptribe.com. Attention MJ. And you will get me there. I'm there every day or so. Yeah, you can always email me at support at pmptribe.com. I am the head coach. If you've got any issues with your coach, concerns about your coach, think that you and your coach aren't jiving right, just email me and we'll work through it. And it does happen. Don't feel bad. Like, I don't want them to feel bad. It happens. And you are paying a price to work with a coach, and it needs to work for both of you. It's a great way to learn to advocate for yourself. Private coaching is the best way to say, hey, I think I need a little bit more of this or a little bit less of that. Heather says, do you have to pick one thing to work on for the first 3 months, or can the focus pivot as we grow change? Heather, it typically does. You come in for one thing and then we end up somewhere else. And you see that on coaching calls, Heather. You know, like I was coaching somebody today about other people's opinions of herself. And then all of a sudden she had this big aha about her dad. And it was like in the middle of the coaching, that in that session, you know, it pivoted, right? Like right then. And so private coaching works exactly the same way. You start in one direction, or you think like, oh, this is definitely my problem. And then you get in and you're like, oh, wait, maybe it's not. Maybe it's this other thing. And so that's the beauty of the coach though, right? Because you work with them every week and they get to know you. And the other thing too is if you look at your data and you're like, I'm doing all the things and I'm still not losing weight, coaching could be a great kickstart for you. Because a lot of times coaches can call you out because they do get to know you, and you'll say something and they're like, but last week you said XYZ, or 2 weeks ago, didn't we talk about whatever? Because you've got that relationship with the coach. And so it's really good to develop that longer term relationship. And then I always think like my private clients I still keep in touch. You know, I keep in touch with some of them. I keep tabs on my peoples, on my chickens. JD said, how would it work for international members? We don't have Slack. Everybody has Slack. It's a free app that your coach will invite you to. And you would just accept the invitation and download the free app. And that's how we talk. And that's how it's super private. You just have you and the coach in your channel. And then they may have like a general channel. Most of them do post like a Monday motivation for everybody. And you can talk to everybody in a different channel. And then like I was talking about camp. If you are attending camp either virtually or in person, your coach does a camp channel. They only invite folks coming to camp to that. So it's just you and the folks going to camp in that channel. And then international and time differences. I have coached people, like at 6 PM when it was like 6 AM for them in Australia. So the coach will work with you on a time. If you're on a different time zone, if you ever sign up for private coaching and you don't see a time that works for you in your coach's schedule, just ask them, y'all. We got more hours in a day. We just have to publish something. So, Diana says, is it one coaching session per week? Yes. And the rest of the communication is in Slack. Yeah. And Ellen is currently on a wait list for Coach Christy about weight maintenance. So Ellen has already paid her money to work with Christy and she's now on a wait list. So whatever day she starts working with Christy, her 3 months will start that day. So she's just hanging out now, waiting for Christy. And then she is gonna, you know, get started, and her 3 months will start then. I will tell you, somebody else said, I didn't think because of the small amount of weight I want to lose that coaching would be for me, but I want to learn how to stay at maintenance. I love it. Yes, exactly. Exactly. For me, the weight loss part was easy. Not for everybody, which is why so many of our members wanting to lose weight do private coaching. But I noticed the closer I got to my goal weight, I was slowing down. I did not know who I was if I was not losing weight. I felt like I had to hang on to weight loss because I identified as the fat friend. I was the friend who held everybody's purse while they went and had fun. I was the one that couldn't join in with my kids. And it was because of my weight that I was having those thoughts, but I was like, who's going to hold their stuff? And I was so scared to not have weight loss as a goal. It was super scary for me because I'd never been a person who was not working on weight loss. And I felt like it was my identity. And so coaching really helped me do that. Laura said, do all of the coaches do private coaching or just a select few? All of them are now doing private coaching. So you can go on the page and look and see what it is, see who is doing what. We have got coaches who are women of color. We have got coaches who are in the LGBTQ plus community. We have got empty nesters. We've got all the things across the board, people with kids, all that kind of stuff. Like you can find your match in private coaching. No, I do not private coach anymore, Carol. Yeah, I know. Corinne won't let me anymore. Well, she gave me too many other jobs. So I just make sure my job now is to hang out with y'all on Sundays, and sometimes during the week on different calls. And I make sure that everybody in private coaching has an amazing experience. That's my job. Susanna, you can go check out the cost. Go on the website, nobswoman.com, under coaching and private coaching. And you can see because it's different month to month. And then the initial 3 months is a little bit different. So go over there and check it out. Any other questions? I know this was scheduled for an hour. We won't be on for an hour. I just want to make sure all of your questions are answered. Which coach is most like me, MJ? Okay, let's see. Coach Christy is very much like me. Let me see. Like, no nonsense. I'm trying to think. Coach Lisa doesn't pull a lot of punches either. She's quiet. She's not as outspoken as me, but she will call somebody on their, we'll all call people out on their shit, really. Coach Christy, Coach Lisa, like the most, like, but they're all good, y'all. I'm trying to think about, like, we have coaches more kind of data focused. I was never data focused. I was not the accountability. If you want accountability, come to MJ. I was not that person. I was the call you out, like kind of coach. K Christie. And Karen said she changed coaches. We have got several people in private coaching that did the initial 3 months. And like every 3 months, they come back and they try a different coach. Because you can just do month to month after that. So they just try on different coaches. Yeah, Rhonda said this may have been covered. Coaching doesn't have to be about weight loss. My coach has gotten me through a kitchen fire, retirement issues, family issues, and now I'll move to downsize and weight. Yes, 100%. We coach on everything. I've coached on divorce. I've coached on loss. I've coached on changing jobs. I've coached on overwhelm and kids. And I've coached, I mean, just all kinds of stuff, creating a schedule for folks who think they don't have time. I've done all of that kind of work. I've coached on business, just everything. I mean, I've coached hundreds and hundreds of women privately in private coaching when I was still doing coaching. But it was all the, you know, all the things. All of the coaches, Mary Elizabeth, good question. Currently, all of our coaches are Life Coach School certified. Corinne also does advanced weight loss certification. We've all done advanced weight loss certification with Corinne. Corinne just hired a coach to come in. She's doing a 12-week deep dive coaching training with us. So it's not just the schooling that we have, but Corinne continues to give us training, send us through training. She just, you know, she did the Kathy Hartman's at Kathy Hartman through that training for nervous system. So we literally are always going to school for coaching. It just is what we keep doing here because we're the best weight loss coaches in the industry, right? We're the best coaches anywhere that you can find. So I give coaches feedback myself. So I am currently training the coaches as well. And so, because when we, that's really our goal is to be the best coaches. And so we typically give each other feedback. And I give the coaches feedback. If I see something that, you know, they could level up or work on, I work with them on that. So yeah, that's what I do. That's part of my job. So, and we work on them on their Facebook coaching, on their Ask Coaches coaching, on their private coaching, on their call coaching. Like they get feedback from us. So Corinne as well is watching the coaches and we give feedback because we really just all want to get better. Like we just want to get better and help y'all lose weight and live your best life, right? So does anybody have any questions about coaching, want to get coaching on whether you need to go in private coaching or ask questions about that? Because I will be happy to answer any questions if you have any questions about it. Heather says, if we tell you what we'd like to work on, do you match us with who you think would be best? Yes, that is my job. And like I said, Heather, I'm human. I am not perfect. And if I get it wrong, let me know. And I will find you the right coach. So if you work with them for a few weeks and you're like, I think MJ did a swing and a miss on this one, I'll fix it. I will fix it. So, I mean, that's what I'm here for, right? I am here. I'm the head coach. The buck stops with me. If you have a bad experience anywhere in this membership, private coaching included, if you've got questions about anything in this membership, coaching included, ask me. That's my whole ass job is take care of y'all. My whole ass job is to take care of you amazing ladies. Make sure you have an amazing experience. So if you're not sure who would be a good fit, coach, how does that work? You will see if at the bottom of the form, let me see if I can just pull up the form because I think that's the easiest way to show you what is on the form. And I'll show you kind of how to fill it out. I got too many tabs open, y'all. Yeah, this will come out as replay. Let me see. Let me get this form pulled up. All righty. Form. Y'all know. I don't know how to work this thing. Oh, form. Oh, no, that's not right. I can't find the form, but I will tell you the questions are, I can't put my hands on the form. Okay. Here are the questions. I will pull up one of them and tell you what the questions are. Is it your first time or are you a returning client? That's important to know. What's your email? Phone number and address. What do you most want to work on in private coaching? And we give you a drop-down list of things that you may want to work on in private coaching. And then what is the secondary goal that you want to work on in private coaching? And you select from there. Some people put down a secondary goal, some don't. And then is there anything else you would like us to know about your coaching preferences? So we have folks that put like, I want somebody with a swift kick in the butt. I want somebody who is a like is the data queen who won't let me get away with stuff, who will check in with me. I have somebody here who wants a coach that works well with artists, introverts, and elders. That's really good. I want to work on stopping it enough. I respond well to external accountability and tough love. Right? And so you just tell me what you want and I will find your person. Would a coach start from step one in the program if you wanted and go through it with you step by step? Absolutely, Marilyn. This is your private coaching. So if you want somebody to go through the program with you, absolutely. I have walked my clients through the No BS Weight Loss course. I have walked them through different of the bonus courses. I've done all of that stuff. And so it's a great way to do that. Absolutely. Renee said, I love your shirt and your beautiful hair color. Thank you. This is actually a dress. I have a dress today because we're going to go out for Father's Day. And I didn't have time to change afterwards. So I'm already dressed for Father's Day dinner. Yeah, like I've said, I've had clients who are like, I don't want to listen to anything. I want you to tell me what to listen to. Here's what I struggle with. Here's what I want to learn. Curate a list for me. I've had them do that. I've had other clients who were like, I already listened to all the things. I just want to find out what my problem area is. Like, I can't figure this out. Or I know exactly what this is and I can't get past it. You know, I used to work because I had a child who is bipolar and has anxiety. So a lot of those folks would kind of come to me, wanting to work through those relationships with their kids, people who had traumatic upbringings with their mamas, those sorts of people kind of came to me. And so when you write down what you want to work on, I know my coaches well enough, I can help you, or you can tell me who you would like to work with. All right. Nobody wants to come up and ask me any questions. You don't have to, but if you want to, I'm right here right now. But email support at pmptribe.com. If you've got any questions about private coaching, if you want to make sure that it's right for you, specifically a question that you have, I will tell you, coaching is an investment. But there are no other LCS certified coaches. I'm in a group called the Coaching Posse. It's for LCS graduates. The caliber of coaches in No BS, this is the cheapest gig around for coaching. If you want to go out and look, feel free. Well, thank you, Lori. Best money spent. The caliber of coaching and the continued coaching that we have, like right now, in the LCS world, like the queen, if you've ever learned anything about Life Coach School or any of that kind of stuff, Brooke Castillo is the head of it. But right behind that is Bev Aaron. She is like, she's actually Corinne's private coach, Bev Aaron. She taught me in school. She was my coach instructor. And she's a freaking rock star. She is the best coach. She's the best. Like, she's a kick-ass coach. She runs her own coaching program called the Deep Dive Coach. And so Corinne hired Bev Aaron to come in here and work with us for 12 weeks with all of the coaches. Bev and I created the curriculum for our coaches to work through the next 12 weeks. And so when I'm telling you that we are continuing our education, we not playing. We hiring the big guns come in here and train us. Juliet said, how often are you coached? Once a week. And then Slack coaching, written coaching in between, is how often you meet with your coach. Carol says, sometimes you'll uncover something you didn't know you needed to work on. Yeah, absolutely. Usually it's that stuff. And I think too, that's one thing that private coaching, like if you want a faster track, private coaching is a great way to do that. Just because you don't have to give that backstory and it is a continuing relationship. It's a little bit faster track. So if you're And like I said, I did not do private coaching until I was at the end of my weight loss journey. So it's not for everybody as they're losing weight. And 2.5% of our membership does private coaching. The other 97.5% don't. So it's not for everybody, but if you really want to, you know, dig in and you have the funds to do it, I would absolutely recommend it. It's $14.97 for 3 months, I think, right? $14.97, and then $4.99 or $4.97 per month after that. But if once you do the initial 3 months, it's month to month. I'm going to tell you, you're not going to get that far with a coach in a month. That initial 3 months is what really will move the needle for you. Like everything else, I think your HSA, FSA, whatever those things are called, you can email support at pnptribe.com. If you have that, we have a form that you fill out. Heather says, what if you cannot avoid canceling or need, you just reschedule your session, Heather. You just reschedule. Yeah, you can just reschedule your session. Because this is your relationship with a coach, right? So you just kind of work it out with them. So you just work it out with them. All right. Any other questions? Any other questions? Going once, going twice. We do have several coaches right now that are not on a wait list. I can tell you who is not on a wait list if you want to just know. Christy with a K is on a wait list. Betsy is on a wait list right now. But she's about to pull some of hers off. Kathy is on a wait list and she is going out for surgery. But right now, immediate availability is Coach C.H. Christy. Coach Lisa, Coach Dina, Coach Mish, Coach Ashley, and Coach Lizzie does have a couple spots open. That is who is not on a wait list. But like I said, if you're like, girl, I was really wanting to work with Betsy, or I was really wanting to work with Kathy, or I was really wanting to work with Coach Christy with a K, even if you go ahead and sign up now, it just saves your place in line and your 3 months or your 1 month, if you're a returning client, will not start until your first meeting with your coach that day. So even if you have to wait 3 or 4 weeks, your 3 months won't start until the day you start coaching with your coach. So never fear. Never fear. We got you. And listen, always reach out to me if you've got questions about private coaching. If you do private coaching and you have any issues, just ask me, y'all. Keep me in a job. Ask me questions. Because I will be more than happy to help y'all. That's what I'm here. I'm here to help you. Emily says, logistically, do you fill out a weekly check-in and then have a weekly... Oh, it went so fast. Oh, logistically, do you fill out a weekly check-in and then have a weekly Zoom call? So, Emily, you have a weekly Zoom call once a week, and then every day that your coach works, you check in with them in Slack, written coaching. And so, like, if your coach is off on Saturday, you won't hear from them on Saturday because they, you know, they do have to take a day off every now and then. And so they'll let you know, they check in Slack once a day. So let's say that your coach checks in the mornings and you leave a message in the afternoon. They'll be back around in the morning. They'll check on you, right? So in Slack, if they're working, let's see, coaches who have openings right now are Coach C.H. Christy, Coach Lisa, Coach Dina, Coach Mish, Coach Ashley, and Coach Lizzie does have a few spots. So head over to the website, nobswoman.com. You'll see all of their beautiful pictures under coaching and then private coaching. You will see all of them there. and you can read their bio and see if any of them, you know, tickle your fancy. Juliet says, is there a coach who specializes in sexual abuse? I would get on the wait list for Kathy. She does have a wait list, and she is going out to have her knee replace it. But Juliet, I would definitely suggest going ahead and signing up, getting your name in her list. And like I said, your 3 months will not start until your first meeting with her. So I would definitely go check that out if you would like to. Yeah. All right, y'all. Have a great rest of your Sunday. It was nice hanging out with y'all. I hadn't hung out with y'all in a couple weeks, so it's been good. It's been good. All right. I love y'all. I love y'all. Let me know if you have any questions about private coaching or really anything else about this membership, this here membership. And look, I don't want anybody to listen to this call and be like, I wish I could afford it. I can't afford it. If you really can't afford it, you've got to ask coaches. You've got the Facebook group, right? You've got all of that. And like I said, I did not do coaching, private coaching on the way down the scale. I just didn't. And so it is, it's like everything else in no BS. It's available to you, but it may not be for you, whether it's monetarily not for you, or you just don't need it right now. It's just an offering that we have because a lot of folks really do want to work with a private coach. And so I don't want anybody to leave this call being like, I really would love to, but I just can't afford it. Right. It's available to you, but it may not be for you. It is for a lot of people, but it's not for everybody. So we make our coaches available in such a way that you can get all the help you need. But there are people who are like, I don't want to put my dirty laundry out there. I really want more accountability. My thing is a little bit deeper. I think it's going to take a little bit more time. I don't want to repeat my story over and over again. Those are the folks that private coaching is for, which is a lot of us, but it's not everybody. So, all right, y'all, let me know if you have any questions. Have a great rest of your Sunday, and I will see y'all in all the other places. Bye, y'all.